Wabtec posts stronger Q1 earnings. Wabtec Corporation has reported its first quarter earnings results, showing a strong start to 2026 with solid execution across its businesses. The company's freight segment sales grew by 11.3% in the first quarter, driven by higher locomotive deliveries, while equipment sales increased by 52.5%. However, services sales were down 17.3% due to lower modernization deliveries. Digital sales, on the other hand, surged by 75.7%, thanks to the acquisitions of Inspection Technologies and Froscher Sensor Technologies. The company's transit segment also saw significant growth, with sales increasing by 17.8% in the first quarter. This was driven by the acquisition of Dellner Couplers, as well as higher original equipment and aftermarket sales. The strong performance across both segments has boosted Wabtec's overall revenue to $2.95 billion, a 13% increase from the same period last year. Wabtec's operating income also saw significant growth, rising by 9% to $517 million. This represents an adjusted earnings per share of $2.71, a 18.9% increase from the same period last year. The company's strong Q1 performance is a positive sign for the rail industry, but investors should also be aware of potential risks and challenges. The company's backlog has also seen significant growth, with its 12-month backlog increasing by $1.05 billion to $8.5 billion higher than the prior year period. This suggests that Wabtec is well positioned to take advantage of future growth opportunities in the rail industry. Wabtec has raised its adjusted EPS guidance range for 2026 to $10.25 to $10.65, representing a 20-cent increase at the midpoint and a 16.5% increase from the previous year's estimate. The company's strong Q1 performance is also driven by its strategic acquisitions, which have helped to drive growth across both segments. The acquisitions of Inspection Technologies, Froscher Sensor Technologies, and Dellner Couplers have all contributed to Wabtec's success in this period. As the rail industry continues to evolve, Wabtec's strong Q1 performance is a positive sign for investors. However, the company must also continue to navigate the challenges posed by freight fraud, which remains an existential threat to the industry. Wabtec's Future of Rail Symposium, scheduled for July 28, will bring together shippers, rail executives, and government officials to shape the next decade of the industry. This event highlights Wabtec's commitment to staying at the forefront of industry trends and challenges. With its strong Q1 performance, Wabtec is well positioned to drive growth in the rail industry for years to come. As investors look ahead to future earnings reports, they should also be aware of potential risks and challenges that may impact the company's success.